Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
New things happen all the time in the social media world, some more important than others. With us to discuss the new and very important digital strategist, Scott Kleinberg. Scott, good morning. Tell us what we should know, and why don't we start with Facebook?
Sure. Morning, Bob. So we all like the ability to customize our digital experiences. And now Facebook has announced that it's adding new ways to customize your Facebook feed by selecting show more or show less on a post to see more of what you want and in turn less of what you don't want.
So this is like a voting system, sort of, isn't it?
In a way, yeah. It seems like a thumbs up, thumbs down kind of situation, you know, but we already know that Facebook does not like the idea of a thumbs down button. But it's definitely close to that. It seems to be a simple way to tell Facebook's algorithm, show me more content from Bob or less content from that high school connection you accepted as a friend, but you don't really care to keep close tabs on.
Now, we say a lot, we often say this when social media platforms release new features, but it seems like this should have been something we had all along, right?
Oh, I completely agree, Bob. And I mean, I noticed a few months ago that I was starting to get some similar prompts, but these were only around Facebook ads. I would see, and I'm actually still seeing these, something like, show me more ads like this, or I want my ads to be more like this one. The thing about features that go through testing is that they're always changing, and when they're tweaking and shifting to get things just right, and I've said this many times, algorithms on social media or anywhere, they're only as good as the people who program them. So shifting this experience from ads to regular posts, it seems like a natural progression.
Anything else from Facebook?
Nothing new and as concrete as that change, but Facebook says that it's continuing to explore ways to personalize how much content you see in the feed from friends, family, groups, pages, and public figures you're connected to, which is a very fancy way of saying stay tuned for the possibility of additional personalization options in the future. So once they become reality, I'll definitely keep you posted.
I'm sure you will. Continuing with digital strategist Scott Kleinberg, and let's shift to Twitter, Scott. There are a few things happening there. Tell us about this.
Yeah. I'd sum it up with the majority of it, Bob, with one word, and that is drama.
Yeah, and where there's drama, there's Elon Musk.
And that is right, Bob. But here, this is interesting. The drama here, it's not just the whole back and forth between today he's buying Twitter and tomorrow he's not, although it's definitely part of it. The other drama is all the speculation about what will happen should the transaction actually go through.
And do you have some predictions for us?
I think that a change in ownership is going to definitely bring new and weird things, you know, but, you know, there are people who take over companies or move into positions of leadership and they say outright that they don't want to rock the boat. And I don't think that Elon Musk knows how not to rock the boat. I think there's going to be some big changes right away. And one in particular, I think that's going to dominate the news.
Yeah, I bet it's Donald Trump.
It is Donald Trump, and if you remember, he was banned from Twitter right in those days after January 6th in 2021, so it's been almost 2 years now. And Musk has repeatedly said that he did not think it was right to ban him. Now, Trump is saying that he's not going to return to Twitter. However, I laugh at that because I know he's going to be back within 5 minutes of being reinstated.
And Mr. Trump returning to Twitter is a big deal for many reasons, isn't it?
It really is. And if you try to take the politics out of the equation for a moment, it's a really big deal because it shows the kind of change we can expect from Elon Musk. You were asking for a prediction, you know. To add to what we were just saying, this would be a big change made by the new boss and an indication of the kind of change that he likes to see in the future. And I really think, Bob, that anything is on the table. I think the number of characters in a tweet could be changed. I think there may or may not be an ad-free version of Twitter. I think they could even change the name to something else. And the name change, now that part, that seems extreme, right? But Musk recently said that purchasing Twitter accelerates his plans to create what he calls X, the Everything app, and haven't heard a lot of talk about this, but in my circles, you read a lot about it. And based on Musk's tweets, they're very unpredictable, but he seems to envision this app to be very much like the Chinese app WeChat. And if you know anything about WeChat, it's a social media app that people in China use for literally everything. They message with it. They book taxis with it. They pick up dry cleaning with it. They make dinner reservations with it. I mean, you name it and they do it. Now, so much remains to be seen, but could Twitter become the foundation for this new app, or would they be completely separate? You know, and would people in the U.S. embrace a program where you could actually do everything?
Well, what do you think? Would we?
I can't predict the future. I've been wrong before. But honestly, Bob, I would find it shocking if we as a society embraced a WeChat-like app. First of all, Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, right? He used to talk all the time about a world where we do everything inside Facebook. And that hasn't happened, and it's never going to happen. Plus, look at how splintered technology is now, right? Some of us use PCs. Some of us use Macs. Some have iPhones. Some have Samsung phones that run Android. There's green chat bubbles. There's blue chat bubbles. Tech companies, they would do anything to keep us in one place, but that's not how we as a society do things. And just because something works in China, I don't think that means that it's going to work here. So there are many variables and many possibilities and many unknowns.
So stay tuned, huh?
It's definitely going to get interesting, Bob, for sure.
At first thought, the idea of an app, as you say, in China, they use that app for everything. Well, if you could get rid of like all the apps except one, or just have a limited number of apps, that sounds appealing, doesn't it?
It sounds appealing, but think of the one big caveat that happens with that. Then you have to trust every single thing you do to one company. And take out of the equation for a second that people don't necessarily trust social media. They don't necessarily trust Facebook. You know, there's been all kinds of privacy, you know, and breaches and things like that. But in that example, you would literally have to trust Facebook to absolutely everything you do. And I just don't think people are ever going to be ready for that.
Before we let you go, Scott, you know, Facebook parent company Meta is warning 1 million users that their login information may have been compromised through malicious apps. What do you know about this?
Well, the good news, there's actually good news about this, is if you were affected by this particular breach, Facebook is going to let you know and tell you the steps that you need to do to fix it. And that'll probably be changing your password and things like that. What this basically is we had a conversation a few weeks ago where we talked about people who sign into apps using Facebook. That's exactly what these people did. They put these fake apps that were disguised as something else in the app stores, like photo apps and business apps and other things. And when you downloaded them, you were forced to log in with your Facebook information, but you weren't actually logging into an app. You were actually giving your information to these people, and therefore that's where 1 million accounts were taken. But the good thing is there's actually good in all of this. Both companies, Apple and Google, found these apps. They've taken action. These apps are gone. And if you were affected, you will be notified. So in general, always a good idea to change your password every once in a while. Maybe you'll want to do that. But if you were actually one of these 1 million people or 1 million accounts, you will get some sort of information from Facebook and telling you what action to take.
Our Genius Bar question may be connected to that. I don't know. You tell me, Scott. It's from John, and he says, please pose this question to Scott. I am lost. Can't find anyone to help me. Last Saturday, I was notified of a password change and spending limit increase request on Facebook, neither of which I initiated. Clearly, someone was trying to hack into my account. I tried to change the password myself, then was prompted to provide my identification, and then received an attachment indicating I am ineligible to use Facebook. I can't seem to reach anyone. Who knows what to do? I have to get my account back. I don't know how. Please help. Scott?
So, okay, there's a lot of things going on there. I'm not sure, John, if you're saying that you actually don't have access to your account anymore, but for you to get an actual email, a true email from Facebook that talks about spending limit increase, and if you didn't initiate it, that sounds like something that you would see on a Facebook ad account, not on a regular account, because there's no spending limit on a regular account.
Right.
So it would be weird for Facebook to initiate something like that if you didn't ask for it. So I don't want to say that it's necessarily not an email on the up and up, but it's starting to sound a lot like, from the little that I know, that it's not an email on the up and up. If you're not able to get back into your Facebook account, then you need to go to help.facebook.com or go to facebook.com and look for the help button at the bottom and let them know that you're unable to get back into your account, and they'll work with you to get back into it. But it's possible that you enter this information into something that was not Facebook related, which caused the access lost. But, you know, if you if you still have access to it, you know, absolutely go in, change your password, change all of your information in there so that doesn't happen to you again.
And if not, I'm sure we'll hear from John again. Scott, thank you. We'll talk to you next week.
Take care, Bob.
Have a good one. Scott Kleinberg.